Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Reckless Trendangerment, courtesy of Johnny Davis. My name is Jack. You are Miles, and Monday, March 21st. Do we even say the date at the top of this?
Yeah, who knows? Why not?
Who really? No one can ever say.
No one can ever say. There's no record of any of this, so don't even try to find out.
How's it going? How are you on this Monday afternoon?
I'm great.
2 hours into recording together.
I'm great. Thanks for finally fucking asking. I had tears on my eyes 2 hours, tears in my eyes 2 hours ago. And you're like, all right, let's
speed this thing up. Shh, more on that.
Just rolling the shh. Hey, stop with the sniffling, man. What are you doing, cocaine or something? No, I'm fucking crying, man. Yeah, whatever, man. Just get it together.
Well, speaking of crying, King of Reggaeton, Daddy Yankee, has announced they're retiring.
Yeah. I saw so many headlines being like, sounds like he ran out of gasolina. And you're like, oh boy. Yeah, I mean, the person who basically, I mean, I feel like brought reggaeton to the masses, at least outside of, like, you know, Puerto Rico, you know, I fucking gasolina when that shit came out. I was ready.
I just want to read his statement. This race, which has been a marathon, finally sees the finish line.
Mm.
Now I'm going to enjoy what all of you have given me, namely lots of money. No, that's not what he says. People say that I made this genre worldwide, but it was you who gave me the key to open the doors to make it the biggest in the world.
Oh.
That's beautiful. I also, there's something he's doing in the first sentence with the tensing that feels very like poetic. Which we'll get to a little later on, believe it or not, poetry.
Yeah. But
yeah, that is the statement of a true artiste.
He's 45. He looks great.
Damn. Yeah.
That hairline is stronger than fucking concrete.
Strong.
My God, Daddy Yankee. Yeah, well, you know, it seems like all the cool things go to Daddy Yankee. You're the godfather of reggaeton. You got an iron, strong hairline. But I guess you'll enjoy it all.
Now who's laughing? Now who's a loser? Daddy Yankee retiring and shit.
I love the humility though, you know? I was just by all definitions, yeah, I am the fucking one who put it on. But he was even like, nah, it was y'all. I'm like, just all right,
having an imaginary argument with someone who's trying to give him credit.
Come on now. Sure, maybe by all definitions of who put this shit on, but yeah, why not? And now look at the biggest fucking genre.
Like, it makes sense to me when an athlete retires. It doesn't make sense when they unretire. Thomas.
Right.
But when an artist retires,
Jack. Don't. We already know. It's a cash grab.
Okay. All right.
Come on, Jack. Come on, man. When the Black Album came out, I bought S. Doc Carters because I thought this man was going to leave us forever.
Could you imagine the NFTs that would have been available if he was just a little bit more ahead of his time?
I would have been absolutely destroyed my life in debt to buy the NFT of the Black Album. But I mean, because here, the announcement follows. That means there's an album and a farewell tour. And that's how you let people know, like, don't fuck up and miss this shit. Now, I'm not saying that's his end game, but I know that the plus of announcing you're hanging it up is saying, I'm also going on this tour and you motherfuckers better not miss a show or else that's it.
Has there ever been somebody who like retired at their peak and really, really retired from like an art form?
An art form?
Yeah.
Like that wasn't like due to like an accident or death or something?
Yeah. Yeah. I do mean not discounting anyone who died.
I mean, I don't know. That Brian's takes a
tremendous amount of. What'd you say?
Brian said Daft Punk. Yeah, maybe.
Did they?
Anna's saying Teyana Taylor. Yeah. Tiana was on her way. Yeah. But I don't know. I feel like it's just art is such a weird thing because it's not. How could you even know within like yourself that you're like, I no longer. I guess unless you're saying I no longer have the will to create anymore. That seems like a retirement. I could like be like, oh shit, okay, this person's been like, I fried out all my circuits at least in this way, and I can't do music anymore. Like I think I'm gonna switch to sculpting or some shit.
All right, Kanye banned from the 2022 Grammys. Was supposed to perform, has been banned due to his online behavior. I don't know what to think about
this. I don't know. I mean, this story is just, again, like everything with Kanye since his, like, he's been more sort of, or at least been more transparently clear that he's struggling with his mental health. He's just kind of like, this is a weird story still. But because he's got a few nominations too in the show. So, for Donda, 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 Donda. You know, my friend plays that for his kid, and his kid just loves that song.
The repetition of Donda.
Yeah, it's like I guess to a kid.
There's probably
some
ASMR shit there, but that's a good album when you have kids because you can listen to it with kids because it doesn't have any profanities. And this is what I've been saying is the problem with rap music from the start. You know.
Yep. Hey man, that Tipper Gore back tat you have.
Thank you. West Side Story star Rachel Zegler does not have a ticket to the Oscars.
She's got no ticket to ride. None. She's in a movie that's nominated for what, 7 fucking things?
She's the lead in the movie. Yeah.
And she's not in it. And that leads you to understand, well, who gets to go? Well, if you're a presenter or a nominee, you get 2 tickets. That's the standard. And then from there, the studios get an allotment. So then they can bestow those tickets upon their people that they believe need to be at the award show. So, yeah, I think. So what's going on?
Whoever her agent is, they need to have a talk because, like, come on. That's inexcusable. For her wanting to go and not getting invited, you know?
Right.
That's
right.
And she's like, people are like, she's a star. She's going to have an amazing career. She's already like booking all sorts of new shit. So it's not like people were like, well, that was a mistake. Let's move on from that. So it's just,
look, I get that somebody fucked up and you didn't get a ticket, but I have a feeling Steven Spielberg, who can fucking cancel the Oscars if he wanted to. He has so much fucking power. And I mean, not that much, but you'll get a ticket, especially after your IG post and people are like, how the fuck is she not going?
Yeah, this is a fuck up on the part of somebody who has a job that I do not envy.
Yeah, someone got fired. I don't think there's a conspiracy to keep you out of there unless you said some shit. Yeah. And I don't know what the fuck's going on with your personal life, but I have a feeling somebody fucked up. But
I'm excited about the presenter list. Woo! That's one thing I can say.
Rub your mittens together for this one.
As a fan of board sports, board based, it doesn't matter what kind of board. Yep. I just want somebody to be standing on top of a board.
Yeah.
And we got three of them presenting at the Oscars.
Goats. Three goat night.
Yeah. We got Tony Hawk.
Boom.
We got Kelly Slater. We got Shaun White.
Bing.
Again, this is presenting at the Oscars.
Yeah.
There wasn't a movie, right, that came out this year that I'm missing. Those like board sports.
Dude. The Great Board Boy. And
the
friends.
Great Board Boys.
Uh-huh. Board Boys. Yeah, I mean, everybody else, Stephanie Beatrice, DJ Khaled.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry, Khaled, but I don't know what you're doing there. Jennifer Garner, her, Tiffany Haddish, Elliot Page. Like, Elliot Page makes sense. Bill Murray makes sense. Tiffany Haddish makes sense. Jennifer Garner. I'm kind of looking at DJ Khaled and the Borders as being a little bit of a hey, fellow kids type moment. But even then, I'm like, who are these kids that they're trying to communicate to with these people?
By the way, speaking of Borders and DJ Khaled, I saw he opened for Jay-Z and Beyonce at the Rose Bowl show that I went to.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, what? Why is this dude opening? And he was just riding around on one of those hovercrafts the whole time. And was very entertaining.
Yeah.
Just appeared to be a kid having fun, but, yeah, he's
just an energetic force. You know,
yeah,
I'm just, as somebody who's attempted to work with him and say, have him say things on script, I'm curious what the prompter game is going to be like, or if he's just gonna like how they write it to really get his essence.
Right.
Is some writer painfully going to have to put major key in the prompter, mm-hmm. or another one,
yeah,
you know, we the best. I don't know. Or will he do that on his own because he's great at branding?
This will be an interesting one. As super producer Brian was saying before, it was reminding me because I had the same thought last year's Oscars felt like a regional industry awards banquet,
right?
It felt like kind of minor and focused on. You know, the people who are good, who achieved great things in our industry, the three diamond plaque
right.
type shit. And I don't know, but at least that had that weird thing where Steven Soderbergh was like trying to do something interesting.
Right.
And
yeah, like the Bong Joon in the movie theater a bit too.
Yeah, that's right. But this year I just feel like it's going to be very strange. But who knows?
Yeah.
We'll see.
Whatever. Let's take, I mean, we'll be kind
we'll
of
see,
not watching.
Or most of us won't see. And then
statistically,
we'll,
most of us won't see.
And then you'll listen to the Daily Zeitgeist and we'll tell you what people are saying on Twitter. all right. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
And we're back, and it is World Poetry Day.
Yeah.
I mean, this one kind of dovetails with another thing that we have going on here, and that is a piece of poetry, spoken word poetry, that was released by Pusha T.
I mean, is it spoken? I mean, or just filthy bars?
But let's talk about poetry real quick. Are you a poetry head?
No, I was just realizing how many people were stoked on World Poetry Day, and I just realized like I've maybe only in the last 2 or 3 years have I been more like into like just kind of experiencing poetry or looking for shit that kind of resonates with me. But like back then, I was like, man, this shit is fucking whack, bro. This shit is boring as fuck. Because also, I just was not emotionally in touch enough to understand like the like literary art of it all. And yeah. I was like, all right, that shit rhymes, I guess. He's comparing his fucking love to a candle or some shit. I don't know. And then you start hearing like poetry that kind of speaks to you and it touches you. But yeah, I was just thinking about how I stayed ignorant for a long time.
Was it a gravy candle that he was comparing his love to?
Fuck no, it wasn't no gravy. If it was, I would have
been better.
Celebrating would have been World Poetry better. Day every day.
Try harder, poets.
Yeah.
Hit us with one. Do you have one off the top of your head? A poem? That you'd recommend that gets the Miles Gray stamp of approval poem version.
You know what's funny? When we had Melissa Lozada Oliva on the show, she's a poet, and she's really funny on Twitter and on social media. And she actually kind of got me looking at poetry different, to be honest. And it took fucking firsthand experience with somebody that was on the show and was a poet. And to be like, oh, this shit is actually kind of witty. I couldn't say specifically a poem of hers, but because I'm not like, again, I'm not fully getting to poetry. I'm like, yo, I got this shit on my wall. But
just
I'm saying,
I'm reorienting Oliva. And the first thing that comes up is her website, and it's got a bunch of her poetry.
Yeah. Oh, Becca in the chat says, low-key, V much love poetry. Okay. See, I get, there's nothing wrong. Because you know what? And then I got into it when, for a second I was fucking with it when Def Poetry Slam came out. Because I felt like the closest thing to like freestyle rap. But with like, you know, emotion and depth. But yeah, now I'm just, you know, like I said, I'm exploring the waters of poetry now. Shit, Zeit Gang, let me know. I'm sure most of y'all fucking know way more shit. I know you know more shit because I don't know anything.
Hit me with some of your favorite poems.
Yeah.
Because it takes me like under an hour to read a poem. So you can send that to me and I'll read it pretty quickly. All right, let's talk about one of my favorite poets, Pusha T.
He
wrote a Filet-O-Fish diss track for Wendy's.
Arby's, sorry.
Oh, Arby's.
Yeah, it was Arby's.
Well, that changes everything. no, it doesn't. this is a piece of SponCon, I believe.
So he tweeted, just dropped a diss track with at Arby's. Grab some popcorn and a spicy fish sandwich. Hashtag Arby's spicy fish diss track. Hashtag Arby's paid me, but I would say this anyway. Oh.
I don't think he would.
Okay, well, let's see.
I don't think you would if you knew it was good for you in terms of the number of people who are devoted to the Filet-O-Fish.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, y'all want to hear it? Y'all ready for some fish-based battle raps?
Can he do that? Can he say that about the Filet-O-Fish?
Well, let's hear it. Again, right. Remember, this is Pusha T, whose cocaine bars were some of the most next-level things from the early aughts. Now putting his energy into, picking a side in the franchise wars. Oh, okay. Aggressive synth.
I'm the reason the whole world love it. Now I gotta crush it. Filet-O-Fishes. Then you should be disgusted.
How
can you sell a square fish asking us to trust it? A half slice of cheese, Mickey D's on a budget.
Oh.
Arby's crispy fish is simply it. With lines round the corner, we might need a guest list. Exit stage left, the sandwiches taste fresh. A little cube of fish from a clown is basic.
Okay, I have a problem with that, Ryan Push.
Which one?
You had a lot. You said, with the lines around the corner that I need a guest list. He said, exit stage left. The sandwiches taste fresh. A little cube of fish from a clown is basic.
Basic.
You know, it needs to be basic. But there's no basic. You know, that sounds weird. Whatever. What are you going to do, Push? I mean, I get it.
Get away with that one. Basic.
I mean, in the beginning, see, this is where he starts off referencing the fact that he's on Ba Da Ba Ba Ba, I'm loving it. Because he said, I'm the reason the whole world love it. And that's a highly disputed thing in music, is Pusha T and Malice's hand in the Ba Da Ba Ba Ba, I'm loving it McDonald's campaign. Because that's a Justin Timberlake song, and Pharrell and Chad were working on it. And there's a lot of disputes around who came up with it. And there's a whole article about how this German ad agency actually came up with the phrasing of I love it. And then that turned into I'm loving it, when they mashed it up with Justin Timberlake.
So, and then what is their contribution supposed to be?
They rapped on the commercial. They're in the one of the longer cuts of the commercial rapping. But they said they had a hand in the process where they're coming up with it. And there's a lot of even engineers who are like, I was at the sessions with it. They weren't even fucking there. That's a lie. It's been okay, easy, hotly contested.
So for instance, one of the super producers on this very episode immediately switched allegiances to Drake upon hearing that, because they ride so hard for the Filet-O-Fish sandwich. I know a lot of people who really love a Filet-O-Fish sandwich.
I love a Filet-O-Fish.
Have you tried this Arby's one? Now, see, this is we're playing into this bullshit.
Want. I'll tell you, I'm gonna take a dump on it right now. Fuck Arby's. Stay in your motherfucking lane. Y'all have the meats. Don't start getting out of your fucking corral here, Arby's. You fuck with the meats, not the fish. So I'm not even going to look your way. Because if I go to Arby's, I only get one thing. That's at least four beef and cheddars. And a shitload of horsey sauce.
At least four beef and cheddars.
Oh my God, I'm disgusting. I'm disgusting. I'll debase myself in an Arby's.
What do you think made Arby's hire him to do this? Do you think it was the Drake beef? Do you think it was his presence?
Yeah, I think some, hip hop minded millennial person at an ad agency was like, the kids, when Push comes after somebody and goes for their neck, the kids listen.
Right.
So why don't we just kind of do a mashup here, and rather than Drizzy, it's McDizzy.
Nothing is safe.
Right. Exactly.
Capitalism comes for us all.
But you know who's really more than that? Because I'm sorry, the exit stage left, the sandwich tastes fresh, then there's the sun, this basic. Okay, hold on. You lost that one. I'm sorry, Pusha T, to Doja Cat, because last week she posted on her TikTok about this Mexican pizza wrap she had to do for Taco Bell as part of a deal. And she's really she's like pained trying to tell people about it. She's like, this was an ad and just something I have to do. So,
and her performance is her reading it off of wherever she wrote it down.
Oh yeah. Let me just play a little bit of the Doja Cat one, because I think the Doja Cat beats Pusha T hands down.
Yeah, I got beans, I need meat. I need a shell with the sauce and cheese. Give you hell if you cross me, we about to throw hands if you want try me. This ain't been new, I will end you. If you ever dare to go discontinued, I don't share when I read from menu. Y'all want everything I eat, I've been through. Yes, I eat. I like my pizza, but
refried beans. You know what I mean? That shit is fresh. Okay, that's fucking bars.
Yeah. Who is she mad at in the song?
I think she's just basically, taking on like this energy of like, don't fuck around with my Mexican pizza.
Right, because it has been fucked around with.
Yeah.
People
she said,
who
give
weren't.
You hell if yeah. you cross me. We about yeah. to throw hands if you want try me over the Mexican pizza. I'm like, that, see, now I'm attaching an emotion to the Mexican pizza, which is like, don't fuck with me, I'm on my Mexican pizza shit, I'm a fucking beast.
Yeah.
Pusha T just sounds like a fish hater.
People who, you know, can't see, because this is an audio medium, every time that bell rang, I tried to get up and leave the room, like in those ads when the people hear the bell ring. So, and just got pulled back by the headphone cable. But yeah, they got me. Taco Bell got me.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there's a couple other things trending that are sad. So, you know, there's an Apple outage, but that's more an explanation for why I was late to the recording. I didn't get my text messages.
Oh, yeah. I thought earlier this morning when the music app was fucking up for me, and I was like, what the fuck is going on? So who knows what's happening there?
Who Not knows? We yeah. don't know.
We just don't.
Yeah. But all right, let's not take a break.
Take a very long break
until we are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other, be kind to yourselves, get the vaccine, don't do nothing about white supremacy, and we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.